13L. What does the future look like? When you set a film in the future, it obviously cannot look like today's world. Listen to a film producer and a set designer discussing how the futuristic look of the film Divergent was created. Choose the correct alternative.
What does the future look like?
We've all seen a lot of movies that are set in the future. So, the challenge for the filmmaker is like, okay, how do we make this one look different? How do we make it something that you haven't seen before?
I remember when I first read the book Divergent. The thing that interested me personally was that it was set in the future, but somehow based in a world that we know. I remember thinking, wow, how's this dystopic world going to play out on screen?
The original story is set in Chicago. So what they decided to do was not to create any digital landscapes, computer-generated skylines, or anything like that. They used contemporary Chicago as the location, even though it's a movie set in the future. This meant that the look of the movie is incredibly real. I honestly think that no matter how good the digital work is, it's never as good as the real thing. I mean, you can always see the difference between a real location and a computer-generated one.
Chicago gave them the kind of character and color, the feeling, that you'd need for this type of movie. It's an incredible city. So they used real locations in the city and tweaked them, changed them just a little bit. And these small changes, they were just enough to make it look like a futuristic world. And a lot of the tweaking is done with lighting. I think they made many of the lights for the set from scratch, for the tattoo parlor, for the dining hall. When the characters Four and Triss walk through a dark passage, for example, strips of LED lights along the wall create a completely different look. Those strange lights locate the scene in a different time period. It was a cool way to create a future look, and, well, bring out the spirit of the movie.
The director obviously wants the audience to be able to identify each of the five factions clearly. And I think they did this very effectively through the use of color. So, everybody in the erudite section wears something blue. Dauntless is always in black. Abnegation wear these gray, dull clothes, and so on. This use of color also effectively places the movie in a future where you cannot tell...